Hi, I'm Kate Boyle, and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. Each week, I'll be bringing you health information from diet and lifestyle to movement and nutrition. My aim is to bring you bite-sized pieces of information that you can instigate into your everyday life to change your health. Hi everyone, and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. My name's Kate Boyle, and today I'm going to be chatting about five great things to help you get through lockdown. And it's lockdown 2.0 for us Melburnians here in Australia. So whether or not you're still in lockdown, okay, maybe you're still self-isolating and trying to stay away from people, or maybe you're just slowly emerging and coming back to everyday life, I wanted to share five things that could help you find some of that silver lining, okay, in this situation, and just to help you get through. Lockdown and these self-isolating times can be really difficult for not only our physical health with schedules change, but also our mental health as well. So my first tip is to keep moving. So the healthier you are, the least likely you're going to get sick, and you're also going to have a really strong immunity, okay? So it's less likely that you're going to be affected by smaller viruses like obviously colds and flus, but also in the hope that we are really trying to build up our immunity, we'll be protecting ourselves against coronavirus. So did you know that exercise helps to build your immunity? If you didn't, I just let you know. And it does this by putting small amounts of stress on the body, which in turn causes an increase in our white blood cell production, which are our disease-fighting cells, and antibodies. So exercise helps to flush out the bacteria in the lungs and the airways and can help reduce our chance of getting colds and flus. So I don't know about you, but that's two reasons just to keep moving. So in lockdown, most of us are stuck at home. If you do have the liberty to go out still and exercise, so whether or not that's walking or running, maybe you can go down to the park and do a bit of a circuit. Okay, whatever it may be, I really do encourage you to do it. Maybe you could look at doing an online class. I know with me, I've been running online Pilates classes for my studio clients, and that's been a great way to keep everybody moving, including myself. But it's also been great for providing contact, so having that face-to-face contact. And I know it might not be in person, but still having that visual contact and being able to speak to other people is really helpful as well. So where you can, definitely trying to include exercise whilst you're in isolation. Now, my second tip, just to help look after your mental health, is to laugh. Okay. So finding ways that might make you laugh, and whether or not that's your kids. Okay. I know my girls are often putting on plays and doing little reenactments, and that obviously gets lots of laughs out of us. Maybe it's watching some comedy movies. Maybe it's putting on your favorite music and dancing around the house. However you can, I want to encourage you to try to find different ways to laugh to help with your positivity and mental health. I know that we'll often watch some comedians on Netflix, okay? You can find great YouTube clips if you've got a certain favorite comedian that you can search. So finding ways to laugh is definitely going to help with both our mental and our physical health. Now, my third tip is to listen to a podcast. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, you're already doing my third tip. But the reason I suggest that is because learning something new, and or maybe it's hearing amazing life stories and journeys, can really help to inspire you and lift you up, okay? So whether or not you're interested in politics or travel or art or true crime or health, there are heaps of podcasts out there that will suit everybody. Podcasting is one of the biggest growing fields now for sharing information. I think there's roughly about 18 million podcasts. Don't quote me on that. That could be wrong, but I know it's climbing every week, and it's a great way to digest information. Okay, maybe you're going out for a walk. Maybe you're doing some cooking in the kitchen. Okay, it's just a really great way to learn new things, hear new stories and journeys, and really be uplifted in this time. All right, my fourth tip is to connect with your family and friends. So as I said before, having that face-to-face contact is really important, okay? And maybe you might want to do a FaceTime call, or maybe it's Zoom calls. I know with our family, we've done some group Zoom calls, which have been quite fun. Or maybe it's just a simple phone call and you need to hear somebody's voice. However you can, reaching out to your family and friends to help stay in touch is going to help you keep that connection with others. And it really does matter more than you think for our mental health, and it can really change your mood and improve or increase your positivity, okay? Which we all need at this time with everything that's going on with the coronavirus pandemic. Now, if you have kids, I also encourage you to help them or get them to write letters to loved ones, because there's nothing better than receiving something in the mail. That's always fun. Having either FaceTime catch-ups with their friends or little short play dates, include them in your family calls. So kids really do miss that face-to-face contact too, that they can keep that anxiety at bay and still feel like they have that contact with their friends. And my fifth and final great thing to do, okay, whilst we're in lockdown, is to look at doing some meditation and breath work. So if it's not a regular part of your practice, okay, this is a great time to start and delve into it. If you do want some more info on meditation, please check out my previous podcast, episode 13, with Emma Abbott, a meditation teacher, where she tells us all about meditation and its benefits. But yes, it's a great time to start. So whether or not you choose a short meditation practice or a long one, maybe you might be doing a moving meditation like walking, or it's guided with some music or somebody speaking to you. There are so many options to choose from. There are so many studies now showing us the benefits of meditation for both our mental and physical health, for helping us to reduce our loads of stress. Okay, and stress, as we know, can have huge effects on our body and our health. So it can affect our immunity, it can affect our gut health, it can affect our physical health, whether or not that's feeling pain in certain areas of your body because things and muscles start to get tight. So starting to include some of your meditation, or if you prefer, delving into some breath work. Now, what is breath work? Well, it's basically really trying to focus in on your breathing and connecting to your body for a period of time. So whether or not you sit or lie down, okay, again, this can be guided as well. It's just extremely beneficial for your nervous system, for helping your immunity, and again, for helping to reduce stress or anxiety, or even different types of depression. Now, for a great short breath work, okay, I'm just going to talk you through a really simple one that you can start with. It's called a box breath. So your aim here is to find a comfortable position that you can either just sort of be sitting down or lying down in. And what you're going to do is close down your eyes and relax. And as you inhale, you're going to inhale over four counts. So taking that time, counting to four in your head to take that nice deep inhalation. You'll then hold your breath for four counts. So really just holding that breath, counting to four. You'll then exhale and let that breath out for four counts. So again, really visualizing that breath coming all the way up from the base of the lungs out through the mouth over four counts. And then you'll hold your breath again for four counts. So that's called your box breath. So if you think of a square, okay, you've got your inhale for four counts, you've got your hold your breath for four counts, your exhale for four counts, and hold your breath for four counts. And it's just a good introduction to doing some breath work. Once you're getting used to that, you can extend that to holding your breath and doing the inhale and exhale for 6 to 8 counts, okay, as you can get deeper into it. But starting with four is just a great place to start, and I usually recommend that you're doing that about 10 times through. So that's going to take just a couple of minutes, but it's a great way to reset and just connect with your body and start to connect with your breathing. When you are sitting or lying there and really just connecting with your breathing, you might find that, you know, you can feel some tightness or some tension in a certain part of your body. And after going through that breathing, you might find that it actually just dissipates and relaxes. So definitely a great way for tuning in with your body, helping to de-stress and even reducing some tension in those muscles as well. All right, everybody, that's it from me today. I hope you have an amazing week. Thank you once again for tuning into the podcast. I appreciate you listening, and I look forward to chatting with you again next week. Thanks for listening into the podcast. Please hit subscribe to be updated for each time we release a new podcast.